The devil. So where is he going to get authority if he needs it? There's only one source on the planet for authority, and that's you. How is he going to get you to convince him to let you use your authority against you? Did I say it right? It's kind of like this. The devil has power, dunamis, but he doesn't have any authority, exousia. You have power, dunamis, right? Acts chapter 8, wait until you're endowed with power from on high. Dunamis, the word dynamite. So you have power, and your power is greater than his power. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So he has power, and you have power. But you have authority, and he has no authority. It's kind of like this. You have a badge and a gun. And you have a 44 Mag. And a badge. You have authority, and you have power. He has a BB gun. And no authority. The only way that an evil spirit has power, the only way an evil spirit has authority in a believer's life is when a believer deputizes him. How does he get you to deputize him? Deception. Lies. He convinces you that you need what he has to get out of your situation. I'll give you an example. We were worshiping on one Sunday morning. This has probably been 4 years ago, actually. And sometimes while we're worshiping, I just feel the urge to just walk among our people. I think it's partly because I'm not home a lot, and I don't really get to touch our people very much, and I just really love people. And so sometimes while we're worshiping, especially if Bill's here and I'm not the one leading the meeting, I just like to walk among our people and just touch them. And just bless them. And try not to really interrupt them, but just walk among our people and just touch them. So I was doing that about 4 years ago. I was just walking, just in and out of the aisles, and I was just blessing people. Some of these people I don't get to see very often. And, of course, our church has grown so much that sometimes I'm like, wow, I haven't seen them for years, And they're like, I've been here every Sunday. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. So I was doing that, and there was an older gal who's actually been in our church probably, I don't know, way before I came, probably 30 years. And I was just, and her husband were just worshiping, and she was just right over there on the end aisle. And so I just reached over, and I just touched her on the shoulder, just kind of.